This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Live with Mino and the Mayor this morning, and we are talking about the Simple Life Hospitality House that we're in right now, a party house right across from Lambeau Field. But we've actually got to do a little contesting here. It's the grown-up gift list with Civic Media. What you got there, John?
Well, Mino? It is the grown-up gift list text to win contest at 97.9 WGBW, 98.3 WISS. Your chance to win $100 this hour in our statewide contest.
All right, so this is how it works. This hour's keyword is Mary. M-E-R-R-Y, Mary. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword Mary to your chance to win some fabulous prizes.
Plus, you're qualified to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
All right, once again, download the Civic Media app. Text the word Mary right now for your chance to win. You got to text in before 8 o'clock. We'll remind you one more time this hour. Text the word Mary. Your next chance to play is coming up after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
One more time on Mary, though. Not Mary in the manger. It's Mary Happy Happy. M-E-R-R-Y.
Correct. All right, Kimberly Paul is with us this morning. You see all this great food in front of you guys?
Phenomenal food. Folks, you guys got to stop on down here. Just some phenomenal food.
Yeah, Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. I'm going to hand my microphone over to Kimberly so you guys can talk to her.
All right, Kimberly, welcome. And like I said, looking at this food, you're welcome anytime.
Tell me 3 days a week.
Tell me about your business. I'm not as familiar with it as I should be. Put the mic loop.
So we just opened last year in July, end of July, beginning of August. So we're just over a year old. We're in West Apeer, just off the Schering Road exit. Instead of going left towards the Walmart, you actually go right, kind of towards Hobart. First roundabout, we're just past the first roundabout there.
Awesome.
We're an at-home bakery just before we opened. We were looking for more space, bigger kitchen. Then we decided, hey, since we got the kitchen, let's do a dining area. Hey, since we got that, let's do some sandwiches. And
those sandwiches look fantastic. Jim and I were just talking. those look fantastic.
Thank you. Now we're full-blown everything. We do a full breakfast menu, full lunch, catering.
People can come in, sit down, have breakfast and lunch with you.
Yep.
Tell me, but I'm sure a lot of your business is catering. I mean, people love to have meetings and lunches.
A lot of lunch caterings, and that's great, especially this time of year. You don't want to leave the office.
Right.
So it's nice for us to be able to bring it to you.
This is just great looking stuff.
Thank you.
And
all
you started
from scratch.
You started at home?
Yeah, we were an at-home bakery.
Love those stories.
Yeah, I worked in corporate before that. Actually, I worked in food manufacturing. I did regulatory. I have a master's in global food law.
Well, people love to see you when you showed up.
Yeah, I was the donor. But I always baked as a hobby. My mom and I always did big trays for daycare and to bring into the office and things. And when I left there, she kind of was sad that we had no outlet for her baking. So I set up Vintage Rose as a at-home online thing to just kind of see how it went. And it took off from there.
That's awesome. Vintage Rose. I'm always interested in names. Is there a story?
My mom's name.
Nice. Rose is your, that's awesome.
Yeah. And vintage is kind of, we do everything kind of from scratch. Everything is so convenient these days. Everything is pre-made and everything like that. To me, vintage is that classic baking where you're using real things and not cheating at it.
So if you don't come to a show, we can just call and you'll cater.
Absolutely.
It. Okay. Tell him that. He's got all the money.
You can go online and order. We've got a drive.
Did you see he wasn't pointing towards me, Todd?
The website or
It's www.vintagerosebakery.com. And you can contact us on there for special orders or events. If you aren't sure, you're just kind of like, I've got this going on and this many people, I can help walk you through it, make it really easy.
Can you tell us about these sandwiches that we have in front of us?
Yeah.
Because they're going to be gone in a little while.
So in the front, the ones that just look like a kind of a sandwich bread with spots on top, that's a Dutch crunch bread. It's just a simple sub sub bread, but then he puts a rice paste on top, and when he bakes it, it cracks and kind of gives you a little crunch on top.
And what about the flatbread?
The focaccia. My husband makes all of these from scratch.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. And then he also makes the croissant, which is absolutely
That looks good. What's that, chicken salad?
Chicken salad.
Love that.
Which I make myself, too, from
scratch. Oh, I love chicken salad. What's the wrap?
Roasted chicken.
Bacon something in there?
Chicken bacon barbecue ranch.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, that's great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we eat very well.
Take a picture now because, they're not going
to. We're not even going to get to the sweets. We're just talking about this. These look fantastic. Thank you so much for coming down here.
That's nice.
We love to support small businesses, which you are. And some people may see you as one thing, but you're something else. You know, people might see you just as catering. It's like, wait a minute, you come in here and have breakfast, lunch, or vice versa. So I think that's great. Vintage Rose. I love the name, too.
Thank you.
That's nice to honor your mom.
My mom's name was Josephine Rosa.
She's there at the shop right now, actually covering, so I can be here. So
isn't that nice? Nothing better than family, because they're going to show up.
Hi, Rose.
All right. Well,
thanks so much. Stick around, okay? And folks that come on down here, Todd, tell everybody again why we're here.
Well, we are raising awareness about the fact that some of these great homes are in Green Bay. So if you're planning on coming for the NFL draft or maybe want to party during a Packer game or what the heck, just want a long weekend, Simple Life Hospitality has locations. And beyond that, they can also set you up and do like Jim did, which is rent out his home for the draft.
And we're at
1167 Shadow Lane.
So come on down. We are literally across the street from Lambeau Field. Come on down.
Now we're in Green Bay. Across the street is the Village. And it's nice to have you guys back here because nothing going on in Ashwaubenon.
We got Nick Kozlowski, Deputy Chief of Police of Ashwaubenon, and Joel Gregozewski, Village Manager of Ashwaubenon. Thanks for getting up in this really, really cold morning and coming down. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Joel, how are things going with this draft? I mean, it's the talk of the town, right? The big countdown
talk
clock.
Talk of the state?
State, probably more than that. Things pacing the way you want them to? You getting the info you want?
Yeah, I think so. It's certainly moving along at the NFL's pace, obviously. They have other big events that they host throughout the year, one being the Super Bowl. So I suspect that once the Super Bowl has concluded in the early part of 2025, more information will become available for the general public as it relates to the draft that comes up in April.
And I think I know how hard you work as the village manager, and all of them do, right? Mayors, village managers, but it's the NFL's event. And they're the ones, if people say, what's going on with this or that, you kind of got to talk to them.
Yeah, it's certainly their event when it comes to activities that are happening inside the campus, but it's happening in our communities.
Right.
And so our focus has been, what impacts will this event have to the surrounding neighborhoods, the communities, the residents, and then what advantages can people take in order to really benefit from this once-in-a-lifetime experience?
Absolutely. We talk about side hustle. But, Chief, are you concerned about, four times a Packer game, right? 80,000, we're at 250,000, 300,000.
Congratulations, being elevated to Chief.
Yeah. Not quite.
Oh, the Chief's not listening.
Whatever. Assistant Chief.
Deputy Chief.
You must have talked to other Chiefs throughout the NFL drafts.
We've got a public safety committee that has been meeting for months now, and we've been in contact with our partners in Detroit who just hosted it, obviously. From what we've been told, we're months ahead of where they were at this point in the game. So we're feeling really good where we're at. Obviously, like Joel mentioned, the NFL's information has been a little bit slow, but obviously they've got the Super Bowl to deal with. So we've been getting some information from them. They have had representatives come in and meet with us.
You're not going to sit down with Roger and say, hey, multitask.
No kidding.
Hey, Nick, behind the scenes, and I know you can't talk about this, but behind the scenes, are there some serious things that the NFL really looks strongly at on the big picture security-wise for the people that are going to be here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got federal partners that are involved that have a wide net of information that they can gather. So there's a lot of different things behind the scenes that are going on that are going to ensure the safety of the event.
Well, that's awesome. And what things surprised you, Joel, as a village administrator? I mean, you got to be in a lot of meetings. Anything surprise you? You think this is just a bigger Packer game?
No. I think just from our experience, and Nick and I went out to Detroit last spring to experience the draft itself, and I think everyone just anticipates it to be similar to a Packer game day situation, and it's more than that. It's much longer.
5 days, right?
It's several days. I think the thing that impresses me the most is the amount of effort that will go into building the overall draft campus. If you think about a game day, most of the activities happen the day of. a few hours before game kickoff, and then it's done a few hours afterwards. In this particular case, it's going to take weeks to build the campus, to establish the facility that the activities are going to take place right. in, and it's going to take a few weeks to get it cleaned
and
up.
Their too. Jobs, their for construction, for putting all that together, because that's like an NFL experience they're bringing there, right? Like
absolutely.
A Super Bowl?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. It's very similar to the Super Bowl with the NFL experience, but just the nature of the overall theater area, so that's what they call the stage, where the picks right. are actually made. That the construction of that itself will take up to 4 weeks right. before the draft.
Wow. Do we know exactly where that's going to be at?
Footprint decided? I mean, yeah.
For the most part, I think obviously there's some finer details that are still to be worked out, but we understand the stage is going to be basically right behind us here from this property, right on Oneida Street. It'll be connected to the expo.
So if somebody staying here could walk through the backyard and be there at the stage.
Well, you're going to probably walk from here to Titletown to get into the campus. So they're part
it's
of
self-fence campus.
Yep,
I mean,
it's
or whatever.
It's a completely secure campus with
you know what? I bet something you guys both like, Chief and you as a village administrator, like if there's big events here, can you get me tickets? Can you get me tickets? These tickets are free, so it's like, sure, I can get you tickets. You know what I mean? The pressure's not on to
The question I need tickets, I can get you in.
when we watch on TV, okay, and everybody I know watches the draft, obviously. Okay, so when you have those overhead shots of the people, and you guys were there and saw that with your eyeballs, how many people are in that area that we see?
I think the estimate I heard was right around
50,000.
Yep,
just right there
in the draft theater area.
Okay,
and that's gonna be cool because you talk about that is the event, but boy, are they gonna book in that with some great entertainment. And you know, I'm sure Ashwaubenon's leaning into some things. I know we have Jeff Merck is coming up. There's some things in downtown Green Bay, like a Booyah Bake Off, or that wouldn't be called a Booyah Bake Off, probably Cook Off or something. But there's just a lot of cool things that I think we're going to showcase our greater Green Bay community. On the world stage for 5 days.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are looking at it from what the term is kind of shouldering activity. So what can you plan and program and activate leading up to the draft itself, maybe after the draft has concluded during each day? So those kind of shouldering activities with the idea in mind that most people are here for the draft. So rather than compete with the activities that are happening during the draft day, pick some times in the morning or in the evening or the day before the kickoff of the draft or maybe that Sunday following.
So what's the difference, the demographics of a draft versus a game? Is it more families at the draft or is it pretty much?
I think
it's not a rowdy crowd, right?
Right, that's kind of what I'm
thinking. It wasn't our experience that it was rowdy. No.
And I think their demographics change based on the day. That first day, it's more of like a Packer game feeling. By the time you get to Saturday, it's more families. The demographic changes based on where you're at in the draft.
You know what I think, though? I think for the first time in the draft with Roger Goodell, I don't think he's going to be booed when he comes on stage. Do you? I don't think he'll do that
probably
in Green
not.
Bay.
Midwest really nice, don't. Right?
Everybody else does. It's almost he gets, come on, give it stronger, give it stronger. But I don't think it's going to happen here. You guys stick around? We're going to send her a quick break. Take us out, Steve.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All right, we are back. Simple Life Hospitality with Mino and the Mayor this morning. John is bending over and wiping up some messes that he's made here at the Party House, 1167 Shadow Lane in Green Bay is where we're at. We're here till 9 o'clock live, and after that, 9 till noon, you can stop on by and take a tour of this Party House right across from Lambeau Field, right across from the Resch Center. It's a great location to be. So everybody look at John Mino's mic. Everybody look at his microphone.
He got mayo all over that. Jeez.
Oh my gosh. God. Once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you see that? Did you guys see that?
Great,
I'll take it from here,
you guys,
John.
You guys are live, just so you know. Mino.
Amanda
saw me drop some stuff on the floor.
Big chunk of mayo at 7:22 a.m. There you go, Johnny. All right, hey, let's do this.
Todd, go ahead. Well, do we have to do the contest yet?
No, no, we got the contest. I just, Michael had some questions for the guys this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Hi, guys. Great to see you again. Question that we get from our guests, because we, as you know, we're managing a lot of homes around the stadium here. How are guests going to be able to get in and park? Because we know that Lombardi, from what we understand, is going to be closed pretty much from Cabela's all the way down to Oneida, if not past. Have you guys heard anything about entry points and things like that and parking? Because we're getting the questions now from our guests who are starting to book.
I think from a parking perspective, it's going to act and feel much like game day, with the exception of parking in and around the stadium at the Lambeau, you know, the Green Bay Packer lots are going to be encompassed within the campus itself. So parking in front yards, on-street parking, at businesses that charge, things like that, that's going to be where the predominant parking will occur. Beyond that, the entry points into the draft for general admission guests is largely going to be kind of on the west side of kind of the Titletown district.
Okay.
So if you think of where the Titletown office building is and kind of that west end of the football field, there will likely be an entry point on that side. There will also be a likely entry point on the southwest corner of kind of the Lambeau lot off of Ridge Road as well.
Perfect. So, great. That's awesome.
Yep. The Lombardi Avenue, as you had mentioned, will be likely closed for traffic and be enveloped into the campus. However, there will likely be some type of pedestrian mall, if you will, that takes people from the east side of the campus, kind of our sports and entertainment district, if you will, and brings them over to the west side so that they can enter into the campus.
Awesome. Great. Thanks for the update. I appreciate
it. Michael, introduce yourself one more time.
Michael Friedman, the CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. So,
This we talk about side hustle, maybe cashing in a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, but
as long as you're doing it legally, right? And
which he does. Right? But I just think there's a lot of cool things. And we had somebody on just to get an Uber license. It's so easy to do, to get a bartender's license, and you should get it now. But, you know, that little side hustle, make a couple $1,000s. I think Michael's going to do a little better than that because he's got like 50, 60 houses. But that NFL draft, I'm doing that. I just think there's an opportunity for that. I think the draft is great, but why not, right?
You got to take a part in history.
Right.
Only time in our lifetime it'll ever happen.
1,000 people are here. Hey, so you guys, you can listen a little. Any like big wigs coming in? You know, you used to get that list of people like so-and-so is going to be here. Did they give you that yet?
We do not have that list yet. Okay. No, they're working. So if you have suggestions who's Wisconsin-grown kind of artists, that would be great.
But sometimes, you know, they bring in somebody from the Supreme Court and it's like, okay, he's coming or she's coming. And, you know, some actors, actresses, that kind of thing. I was just curious if you got that list.
They'll definitely be celebrities.
Oh, they'll be celebrities.
We ran into them when we were in Detroit for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nick, we don't have the guest list yet.
Are you guys partnering with the other community, like the Green Bay Police or the Brown County Sheriff's or thing?
Absolutely.
I mean, do you have the manpower to handle all this yourself, your staff?
Not within Ashwaubenon, no, but
that's
within
I mean.
The county.
Yeah, but not in Ashwaubenon.
No, right. And we've got a public safety committee that is made up of multiple different agencies that have been meeting for, like I said, for months, like I had mentioned before the break. So we're looking at it from a county level, and we believe we have enough within the county.
Really?
But we're going to figure out in the next, like, probably month or two, our staff.
I don't know if you're going to call some of the retired guys back, you know, or, you know.
I don't think we'll have to do that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's awesome. Well, I would bring people in. Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Because, you know, there's a cost to that, right? And I think the municipalities are picking up a lot of the security cost.
Yeah, and being able to use all officers within the county,
right.
if we're able to accomplish that, it solves a lot of problems for us from the communication standpoint, radios and things like that we have to consider.
We've been actively meeting with our other jurisdictions too. So Ashwaubenon, City of Green Bay, Brown County Highway. So public works agencies have been meeting regularly as well for the better part of almost a year in planning and preparation of all the activities that they'll be involved in as well.
Okay, I have to ask this question. When I drove here this morning, I saw that the statues are all covered in plastic and everything.
Jeff's coming on.
Yeah. You guys going to try to get those or no?
Over downtown,
Heritage
you mean?
Trail, yeah.
I mean, there may have been an offer, you know, there may have been an offer. I think there's an opportunity in Ashwaubenon.
But they're all packed up now and ready to go someplace. Yeah. Hey, one more thing about the draft, though. For you guys, how do you just personally approach it? Excitement, apprehension, anxiety? A little bit?
Or all of the above?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a little bit all.
I mean, it's that monster, that big elephant that's not leaving your lives for a while.
There's some days where I think we're all really excited about it because it is that once in a lifetime opportunity.
Right.
But then there are days where we get a little nervous because we're like 130 days out and that stress and pressure is mounting, certainly. But then you just recognize that it'll come and go, and we will make sure that
it's a
successful event.
And the NFL is, I'm sure, being very helpful. But the other communities, I mean, you look at Kansas City, and they like us a lot. I think we like them. We're not that dissimilar. Whereas Vegas might be a little bit different to look at. But when you look, I don't talk to the assistant chief about this, you look, the crime is just very, very low. I mean, the arrest, we have more arrested a game than they did for the whole NFL draft down in Kansas City.
That was true of Kansas City for sure. And Detroit, we saw that. There really hasn't been a lot of problems. And we don't anticipate.
I just hope we don't become that.
Well, every place but Green Bay. But just from what I've watched on TV, it just doesn't seem like.
No,
you always have the people that'll boo the draft pick, who they drafted, and stuff like that. But it's not that drunk.
Playful fun.
It's playful fun, not that drunk kind of angry, getting in a fight type of crowd, right?
Right.
Right.
We don't anticipate that.
This is so.
I mean, unless Supers come down.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you have all 32 NFL franchises represented by the attendees.
Right.
So there's a little bit of ribbing and there's a little bit of poking fun at each other.
Good point.
But at the end of the day, they're all there for the same reason, the hope of whatever the future may bring by the draft pick that they pick.
And there's some people hoping more than others.
Guys, this is exciting. Jim and I talk about it all the time. We're still trying to make a couple of bucks off it somehow. Jim's going to bartend and I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, it's really an exciting time to be right. And right here where we're sitting, where this whole thing, the world is going to be watching what's happening right outside the window here in 1167 Shadow Lake.
And I know both you guys, you both work hard, but you're really doing something for the community long term. I don't know if you feel that yet, but this is going to be awesome to look back at and say, you know, we pulled this off. And it wouldn't happen, though, with all the work you're putting into it now. But yeah, thanks for what you're doing, both you guys. Eshwabanon.
Thanks for having us.
This is going to be great.
Nick Kozlowski, W Chief, Eshwabanon. Joel Gregozewski. I got that right, didn't I?
Close.
They added an extra consonant.
Yeah, well, you need one.
We'll just call it
Joel. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, welcome back to Mino and the Mayor from the Simple Life Hospitality House at 1167 Shadow Lane in Green Bay. Don't forget the keyword this hour for the grown-up gift list with Mino and the Mayor and the Civic Media. A text to win contest is Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. It's your shot to win $100 this hour in the statewide contest and also qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes. You can find that grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Again, this hour's word is Mary. You've got till 8 o'clock to get that in. And then your next chance to play will be coming up later on this morning after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. Again, big thanks to our DJ in the house today, Steve Ellingson from the Music Caterer, providing all the tunes this morning. Once again, with Mino and the Mayor, it's John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
This song was number one in the winter of 1975. True or false, Steve?
63, actually.
What? Well, it wasn't. It came out in 75.
No. This is it's a remix of 75. Yep.
Yeah. Great song.
How did you know that?
Huh?
Not to date myself, but that's when I was born. So, hey.
What year?
75.
All right. Forget it.
What? Jeez. Okay.
I was talking
these
about
kids in the house.
I was going to talk about making out to this song in 75.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I was born that year.
You know what, Mino? Please don't do that.
All right.
Yeah, you already had mayonnaise on your
I know,
microphone.
That was embarrassing.
I mean, that's two things in a row. Baking out. It's just, right. At 7:20? What time is it? It's 7:35.
We are at 1167 Shadow Lane, right across from Lambeau Field. We're having a great time here. For Simple Life Hospitality, folks, come on down. Going to be down here till noon. We got great stuff for you. Phenomenal stuff for Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. I had to grab that chicken salad croissant. Saw that. I had to grab it. I couldn't. I had to grab it. We got food for you. We got coffee. We got water for you. But we got donuts for you. We got sweets for you. Come on down. Talk to Michael.
But come sooner than later.
Yeah, because it's not going to last all day.
With you here. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Jeff Merkus.
Good morning, Johnny.
How you doing,
Jim?
Buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel very, like, political. Like, we're doing something political with all these politicians.
Yeah, well, we have that, yeah, the Schwabadon leadership in here. Now we got Green
I am not
Bay,
a politician, which... gentlemen.
But you do work in downtown Green Bay, and you've been there for a long, long time. And how...
In the building I've always wanted to go upstairs with, and I've never been invited.
Absolutely. I'll give you a
is
tour.
Is this still the highest point in Green Bay or Brown
I don't
County?
Think it is.
Oh, it's not anymore? Yeah. Okay.
The Bellin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Wasn't that the highest point in Brown County?
It was for a while, yes.
Yeah. But what building has the most stories?
Well, Bellin. The library.
Oh.
No, that, wow. No, I'm, no, no.
Oh.
Okay.
That wasn't sure a, that's what you were going for.
That was not a dad.
The rug under
that was not a dad joke.
That seems like
it's,
it would have been.
It's the sewage treatment department because it goes down like 9 levels.
Oh, I see. So not above ground, the highest.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that.
I didn't. So, okay. But that's better than that.
The Lambeau Atrium is one of the tallest buildings in Green Bay. Lambeau
Remember?
Field.
I repelled off that.
Yeah, maybe.
That's high. Okay, I repelled off that. I repelled off that. That's for charity, for fundraisers. So, Jeff, what's going on with the...
But you were in ROTC. You knew how to repel. From that 20-foot thing at St. Norbert.
And then you go to 100 feet over there, yeah. Whatever that was. 100. It feels like, I don't know if it's 100 feet. But, Jeff, what's going on with the NFL draft? That's when we're here with Simple Life Hospitality. And he has homes that he's going to be renting for the draft. And if people want to rent a home for the draft, they contact him. And people think, oh, you got to be in the shadows of Lambeau. You really don't, because there's things going on downtown. There's people may want to not be right in the heart of the NFL draft. And I know someone who's renting their home in the downtown.
I know him too.
And what activities can we sell when we market our home?
Well, first of all, thanks very much for having me on your show, Michael and Simple Life. This is a beautiful home. I'm sure it's going to be in high demand when the draft week is here. Downtown Green Bay wants to do its part. We don't plan to compete. We want to complement all the cool things happening.
Well, everybody is
in
coming
the community.
Together, it seems like, huh?
Downtown is 3 miles away from Lambeau. And when 250,000 people are coming to town, many people, when you go and visit an area, you want to check out its city. You want to check out the culture and the spirit of the city. And we believe that a lot of that is located in downtown Green Bay. So therefore, the team of Downtown Green Bay Inc. and Old Main Street and on Broadway with many of our other partners, we decided to say, well, we can sit back and just watch this happen, or we can make some cool things happen. So brought in a list of some of the activities that are taking place during that week on the shoulders of the draft. So, Jim, if you want to take a look at that.
Well, I'll just say you got the Booyah Battle, the Saturday Farmers Market, the draft day. We'll get into this a little bit later.
Draft day 5K.
The fireworks, concerts. If somebody wants to come in... see the Heritage Hill statues, where would they go?
So, you know, that's a very good question because...
not Heritage Hill, Heritage Trail.
I mean, Heritage Trail.
Okay, great.
Because everybody's going to be going out to Heritage Hill. Where's the statues?
Right. Well, there is development taking place downtown, as many of you know, and the statues needed to be relocated. And we have discovered a great location for them in the heart of downtown. While it's very nice that other guests on your show and other municipalities are offering... place for those statues. I want to remind
people the only ones.
That program originated by Cliff Crystal, a historian, and the money was raised by former banker Scott King. This is about 12 years ago.
The city was involved in that too.
And the city of Green Bay and other partners. Absolutely. A lot of people stepped up to make that happen. But the purpose that was created was to highlight the historic locations in our community.
The geographical
and how
location.
Green Bay connects with its football franchise. And so therefore, I'm not afraid to say that it was originated to be a starting point for historic spots.
There's a reason it's right there.
If there are 20-some spots on that tour, 15 of them are located right in the heart of downtown. Mm-hmm. So we do have a great location. I know you can't see this on the radio, but there is a Green Bay Packers Plaza at the KI Convention Center, and it looks something like that. It
looks empty.
And it's about twice as big as the current plaza location.
Yep.
And so we did have a graphic designer insert
is that
that plaza.
Drive?
No, this is located on Main Street in front of the KI Convention Center.
That's
in front of the KI Convention Center.
Yeah.
So we will be, and we have been in touch with the Packers. We have met with Packer leadership to let them know that this is the site that we would like to help make a reality.
It's only a few hundred yards away from where they are right now. I mean, Jim and I could go out there, throw them in the back of a truck. And
correct. Two blocks away.
We're going to put them up.
So, fireworks, talk about that. Everybody loves fireworks. What are you doing that every night or one night?
A lot of the details of everything on that list of six or eight things are still to be determined. Okay. There are concerts and fireworks and activities. We just want to show that some of these activities that are being planned are meant to create a positive experience for those thousands of guests who are coming, many of them for the first time. We actually see the long-term benefit of having the NFL draft in Green Bay. We're looking at entrepreneurs who may want to move a company here. People who see the quality of life and the quaintness of our fine city, that they may want to look for a job here someday. So a lot of this has to do with economic development, but basically during that week, it's about creating a spirit that Green Bay is a neat city. We're one of the best cities in the country, and we have an opportunity on a world stage to really prove that.
You know what I want you guys to do at where I live, where we work over downtown?
Anything.
Over the river? A drone show.
That would be outstanding. We'll try to make that happen for you,
John. Thank you. We went.
How do you spell your last name so we can make sure that we have that up in the sky?
M-Y-N-O, so you can pronounce it.
Okay, we're on it.
I was just going to say, don't let John actually run the drones. We don't know how that would turn out.
Like, I can't push buttons?
Don't press buttons. No.
So the Saturday Farmers Market, it's going to be on that Saturday?
So we are looking at a morning time frame before the draft starts at noon that day. So we would look at that being in the morning. But that's a characteristic of an event that's been taking place downtown for 100 years, and that's part of our community. So while it's earlier than our market normally starts, we'd like to show that, a downtown market, we're hoping that we have nice weather, but we'll be there rain or shine.
And, I like that draft day 5K because there's a ton of people that 5K, that's what, 3.2 miles. That's going to showcase the downtown, I take it, some of the neighborhoods. Have you routed that yet?
Allie Tutt's an outstanding event coordinator. She works with On Broadway, and she is leading that event. That will take place Saturday morning as well, so people can come to the market or come to a 5K. We want things happening all the time, and it's to bring life and vibrancy and color and activity, and a run and activity like that is definitely a neat way to highlight the neighborhoods.
Okay, Jim has an idea that I honestly, of all the ideas he's ever come up with, this is the only one where I thought to myself, ooh, he might be onto something.
Okay.
He wants to put together a little company, okay, and advertise with all the local supper clubs within like 100 miles. And
not that far.
Well, 60 miles.
Yeah.
And have he'd have the Uber thing, and he'd take him and explain the history of it and the supper clubs and everything like that. And I think that's actually a really good idea.
Supper club shuttle.
I was thinking of Rock Falls would be a good one.
That'd be a good one. Yeah. That's good.
What do you think of that, Jeff?
Absolutely. Good one.
I just think we want to showcase what's unique. We don't take them to,
Everybody Walmart. Has supper clubs.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's unique. Yeah. That's why it's going to work.
Very few people have ever even heard of Chicken Booyah.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We have a Booyah Battle where we're going to partner with a dozen great chefs, Booyah chefs, and some nonprofit organizations, have a Booyah Battle, entertainment, and all the proceeds are going to go to those partnering nonprofit organizations.
Yep. Nice. What's the, I can't read
we
the
back,
delay of game?
That was announced this morning.
Oh,
delay
okay.
of game exhibit at the Neville Public Museum. You'll want to have Beth on sometime to talk about it. I saw it on the news this morning, and it's a beautiful exhibit diving into the history of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
they have so many historic assets that they're still discovering. So it's a beautiful exhibit and definitely worth having around your show in the near future.
Awesome.
Jeff, I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you need judges for the Booyah Battle?
We'll sign you up. Yes.
Well, I'm
okay,
thinking
great.
These two guys right over here, right?
I would not be an impartial judge because the new community shelter is participating, and I work there.
So you'd have to accuse yourself from the whole
I do.
Thing?
Yeah.
All right.
I do.
You'll have to abstain from that.
But
vote.
I'm working the booth. Mm-hmm.
Is one of your residents going to be the cook?
We have some great chefs there that have volunteered their time, but I think you guys are going to sign the chefs, right?
Right.
Oh, so, you guys, okay.
That's fine.
There's an application process.
Right.
We may have 50 or 60 applicants. I wish my mom would apply because for 30 years, my mom and dad made the chicken booyah at the St. Joe's Church picnic in Sturgeon Bay.
Do they go out there at like
booyah.
4 in the morning or whatever and cook all?
Yeah, all weekend.
Before.
The best booyah I ever had
was
made by my mom. I'll have you try hers sometime.
I would love it. I love those. Was it for the church picnics?
Absolutely.
That's
St. Joe's.
I always get, like, we talked about the place out across from the Pearly Gates, Martyrs.
Holy Martyrs.
Martyrs. And they actually, like, when they built the church, they must have built a booyah. It was so important to them. They built that shelter just for cooking booyah.
That was other people drill for oil. That's their, their revenue stream was right there.
I think that's cool.
And so do I.
I also want to... No, go ahead, John.
The Living Heritage Trail, I mean, do you are you hiring people to help out with tours? Or what's the opportunity for some of the people listening right now? We're all into this whole side hustle for the draft. And, you know, whether it's $500 or $5,000.
That's a prime example of an event that the Historical Society is involved in. And they will bring actors out to help reenact some of the historic sites of the Packers Heritage Trail.
That's awesome.
So I know, Johnny, you're really into history. You would enjoy learning more about that. In terms of finding ways to get involved or to help support, obviously, through we have 133 days to make some of these things real. And the you know, those items are being created right now. And but yeah, there are opportunities. And you know, one way that people could learn more, they can contact our office at Downtown Green Bay or go to info@downtowngreenbay.com. So there's a lot of ways to get involved and show your interest.
Well, you know what I think is cool too? Like when I was driving here this morning, it was pitch black and all the lights run downtown on the city deck and all of, that looks really good. And even the store, the Heights and Hagemeister and those places, they really, I mean, you know, I always tell Jim my favorite song is City Sidewalks, my Christmas song. Because
Bell.
I came down one time for Packer game in like December.
If it's the first three words of the song is what John titles it on every song. So,
but it's not Petula Clark, really?
No, downtown.
Come
no,
come on.
That's but John
mine.
Would call
where
that.
Where the lights are bright downtown.
Thank you.
You bet,
Jeff.
Sorry
for
to
me.
All your guests. Sorry, I apologize for bringing that up. Hey, one
hey,
quick
Steve,
shout
maybe
out.
If you weren't born in '75, you could play that song. Just saying.
There are so many
but
unique.
John would
aspects.
Call that when you're alone and okay. That you wouldn't call it downtown because that's the first three words of the song. Anyway, Jeff.
A lot of cool things downtown. The authentic, locally owned restaurants are a big reason why NFL fans will be finding their way downtown. And when they get there, they'll be surprised. Thanks for mentioning the lights. You know, that's a program that we coordinate. Our director of First Impressions puts a lot of time into
looks
that.
Great.
More lights are on the way. You're going to see some of those cool lights in front of restaurants on Adams Street
okay,
in the next week or
do
two.
Do me a favor, though. Talk to the Schreiber people. Tell them to put up some lights in their trees like you guys have on your block. Because we look out on that every morning. So, because Jim and I were going to do it ourselves. But it's
we'll
been
make, we'll make
cold.
That happen for you, John.
And Jim's not good at
that and a drone show. Okay. That and a drone show.
That drone show is something you should think about. That's doable. They did that at the EAA. Johnny
thank you very much
there.
For having
so
me on, guys.
Who told Jim? Who told us that they want to take people to like the real old bars, like Jill's and stuff like that around here?
You.
Remember somebody? Oh, is that
you.
Me?
Yeah,
oh, that was my idea.
One after another.
I know.
Oh, my. Can
here we go.
Just listen, can we just stop and listen just to this right. for a while?
This thank is where you want to go. It's not the word village is not in this song.
Listen to that voice. Downtown. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, she is great. This
awesome.
Is a great, great Tula song.
Clark. Jeff Merkus, Downtown Green Bay. Thanks
Jeff.
For what you do, buddy.
Good to see you, Johnny.
Appreciate
Jim,
you coming
thank
down.
You for having me.
Thank you. We're going to start our quick break. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, live from 1167 Shadow Lane in Green Bay. It's a Simple Life Hospitality Party House, and once again, your host, I should say, John Mino and Jim Schmidt. Let me just say this, though. If you haven't texted in to be a part of the grown-up gift list, do it right now. Grab the Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, and text the word Merry, like Merry Christmas, Merry, M-E-R-R-Y. You've got till 8 o'clock to play along. Here's John and Jim.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. We've had some phenomenal guests. Thank you very much for Jeff Merkus also stopping by. Steve, we want to talk to you here a little bit. Tell us again
thank
about
you.
How do you become a DJ and start up your own service? Because well, I think that'd be a fun job, except for the setup. Do you have people that set up?
Yes, and in fact, okay. That is the hardest part. And to attract DJs, you have to have a good setup team.
Yep.
I actually purchased Music Caterer from the piano player of the glam band, Dave Shep, who started this this business in 1996 as a DJ. So he had DJed for many years. I DJed in college and, in fact, met Nikki in college, your co-host over there.
You went to college?
No, she visited us at college in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
And I was DJing at a bar there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the most important thing about our business is, since COVID, the return of the big wedding. People that had been kind of locked in right the whole time. And I think the really important thing for Music Cater has been sort of the resurrection of that kind of party. Big families getting together, having a great place. And I think that one of the things we have to plug here is, within a mile of where we stand today, there are unbelievable wedding venues. There is Badger State Brewery. Obviously, we are a regular at Lambeau, at Redwood, and so forth.
And with the weddings being a big event, you guys can make or break a wedding. I mean,
you bet.
It just is so important that you're playing to the audience. And you go to a wedding and nobody dances. It's like, sure, this is kind of lame here. And people start leaving. But, right, you get the right DJ. And then you guys have kind of changed. Well, I don't know if you have, but some of the pricing, you can enhance it. You know, you get these guys, and then this is our standard lighting package. But if you want to upgrade for this, you can get it. Right. And it's just really cool. You can really bring a show to that wedding.
Absolutely. We have different lighting packages. We even do music for ceremonies. We support the live musicians. It's kind of a different type of atmosphere. If you want somebody to play during cocktail music, they come in, plug into our gear. We do all that kind of versatile business for couples. We are what is called a service provider DJ, not necessarily a performance DJ. While we will play with the crowd and do all of that stuff, we aren't there to perform. We are there to serve.
And
so
awesome.
When we put together a package for your family or for the kids today, it's amazing. The way that we stay in touch with our kids is to service the schools of Green Bay. We have contracts with the peer school districts, with the Green Bay Public Schools. So we're able to go ahead and understand what young kids want as, 4 years later, they're our customer. So it's been a lot of fun working with Green Bay Schools.
We're talking at break about Sarah Bay and what's going on in Ashwaubenon, and we're pretty big fans of Ashwaubenon. Yes. We've had I've had their choir sing at my place, and her dad used to work for me for many, many years. He's retired. What's going on over there?
So this is the last weekend for Southwest High School's Newsies, the musical. And what's great about this it's really...
You're going to go see it, weren't you?
Really?
I've seen that many... That's a great, great musical.
It's a great show, but they've taken it up a notch. The Southwest School District has brought in a ton of middle schoolers. Their cast has 140 students in it.
Oh, my gosh.
It is the largest co-curricular activity they have at the school. It's amazing.
That's cool. You know, Jim talks about this all the time. I'm a huge advocate for high school sports, obviously. Right. Jim's a huge advocate for the arts in high schools. They've improved so much. I don't know if it's more funding or what, but it's incredible. And the talent that comes out.
Talk about Bay. I mean, she's taking those kids all over the place. She's an unbelievable
Sarah
conductor.
Bay, who's there, is the orchestra and a band director there, along with Brandon Rockstrow, who is their choir director. Brandon Rockstrow has written musicals that have been performed in New York. I mean, here you have basically the NFL quarterback version of musicians at one school. And I will tell you, when you go to these shows, there are people that come into town that we know. My daughter goes to school there. They're like, this is college level, Broadway level performance.
Oh, yeah. Totally, it is. Yeah. That's definitely college or Broadway. And they had somebody go out to Broadway, too.
Yeah, the gal from Notre Dame last year, she got called in to sing for at the Tonys, which is the Oscars of musicals, right?
Well, that was Mike Medke's daughter, right?
Yeah. She got called in to do the musical Six version. It was amazing, and man, was that a big deal.
And I think what I think is great about the arts, it's a lot of sports, especially in this part of the country. But, boy, I mean, you can really find yourself in the arts, be it visual or performing or music.
But they have such a better opportunity now than years ago.
Oh, true.
Yeah. You know?
Well, think about this. The Southwest High School, you used to go where you go to a musical and there's three people with mics on them. Now they have 35 mics and all of those things. It's amazing.
The production is awesome.
Production value is unbelievable.
But it all starts at the top, and with Brandon and Sarah.
And Sarah,
yeah, you can't get much
better. Where did you go to high school, Steve?
I went to Southern Door High School.
Okay.
In fact, I was up there during the time of the Grysons and the Flanagans and
all
of that. Talk about high school sports, a couple of royalty names there.
Absolutely.
So if we want to book you or get your consulting services, because you may not be the DJ, but you can bring it to the party, how do we get in touch with you?
So we have a very good, we're a large operation, so we have a full-time office manager named Megan Welsing. She's great. You can reach her at info@music-cater.com or go to our website, music-cater.com, or see us on social media. We have a big presence, Instagram and Facebook.
That's a cool name, Cater. You know, like, it means they'll do anything.
Awesome.
You know, it's not just one thing.
But it gives so many kids that, you know, they don't play sports, they don't whatever, it gives them an opportunity to shine. I love that. I really do.
It's really true. And the arts are a great, great place for us to recruit talent for future DJs. In fact, we have a couple of kids in Southwest that work for us, and it's been great.
Outstanding. Steve, keep up the great work.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Are you taking requests from me today, right?
I am, absolutely. In fact, I'm trying to anticipate the UP style right
no
now.
No sing-alongs.
Hey, real quick, Eats for East is going on today. Remember we talked about
this? Oh, yeah.
That's today. That okay. is today. So if you want to donate and give to that program.
Just drop off yep. over at East High School, and they're doing a food drive, fun drive for people around the holiday season. Go to the website, Eats for East, and you get involved in that. You want to feel good about the holidays coming up, and you want to contribute a little bit, participate in that program. Drop something off for the people in our community.
Fantastic. We'll be back with more at 1167 Shadow Lane, right across from Lambeau's parking lot. Come on down. They'll all be down here till noon. If you have any interest in renting out your house, our man Michael is here to tell you everything you need to do. We'll be back right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.